Tantor Audio presents Magic and Macaroons by Bailey Cates, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1.
Abracadabra, Mimsy snorted. Lord love a duck, no one who can so much as cast a circle would use that word in an actual spell.
She tossed her head, causing her white pageboy haircut to whip against her round cheeks. The sky-blue bow affixed to the left side of her hair didn't budge. Aunt Lucy nodded.
It does create a certain, doubt about the author's experience.
Jada banged her mocha latte down on the coffee table. You think? Not to mention her abilities in general. Who picked this one out for us to talk about? Bianca's eyes cut to Cookie, who sat to my left on the poofy brocade sofa in the Honeybee Bakery's reading area. It had been best for everyone's schedules to hold our monthly spellbook club meeting in the bakery after hours. My Cairn Terrier Mungo snoozed in his bed at the bottom of one of the many bookshelves that reached from floor to ceiling. Lucy's orange-striped tabby cat, the very honeybee that the bakery was named after, sat in the window, watching the sporadic traffic out on Broughton Street. The tip of her tail twitched every few seconds as she studiously ignored us. Heckle, Mimsy's colorful parrot, perched on the back of her chair. Cookie's eyes flashed jade green.
I'd never select this ridiculous spellbook.
The vestiges of a Haitian accent lilted beneath her words. I raised my hand and twiddled my fingers.
I did. Remember when I missed the meeting last month and asked Cookie to pass on my suggestion?
I wrinkled my nose.
Sorry, it's pretty awful, isn't it? Jada.